Champing at the bit is Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Susie Atamari. In the business news this morning, new trust law comes into effect at the end of the week. A US fast food giant headed for New Zealand. And I'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. Well, pressures on lawyers and trustees to comply with new legislation covering the governance of trusts, which comes into effect at the end of the week. New Trusts Act replaces loose, outdated regulations which cover compliance and accountability to all beneficiaries, not just those receiving a benefit from the trusts. Martelli McCaig, law partner Timothy Orr, says the changes will make it easier for beneficiaries to challenge the decisions of trustees through the courts and could result in some of them being ousted from their roles.
Which, of course, is a significant step for the trustees, because if it's a mum and dad settlor who are also two of the three trustees of the trust, they could suddenly find themselves in a situation where they're no longer any part of the decision making in respect of the trust and the assets held in the trust, and they would simply have the same rights as any other beneficiary, and that would be a significant change for those people.
That's Timothy Orr, law partner at Martelli McCaig. And there are estimated between 300,000 and 500,000 trusts which will need to meet the new regulations. US-based burger chain Five Guys will open its first store in the country by the end of 2022. The Australian-based Seagrass Boutique Hospitality Group signed an agreement with the company to bring the popular burger franchise to Australasia. The company plans to open at least five stores in New Zealand at the cost of around $11 million. Chief Marketing Officer for Seagrass, David Ovens, says it will establish the Five Guys brand in Australia later this year and then start looking for store locations in this country.
Five Guys does not operate drive-through stores. Five Guys is all shopfront or in-line or high street, depending on how you choose to describe that. So, for example, we'd be looking at sites in downtown Auckland, you know, very high visibility, high foot traffic, central CBD sites. They've got stores in Paris, in London, etc., on really, really main street popular pedestrian areas in the centre of the city. So that would be one area. And obviously we then also look at Wellington and Queenstown.
That's David Owens, the Chief Marketing Officer of the Seagrass Boutique Hospitality Group. Five Guys has around 1,600 locations worldwide. Let's turn to financial markets now. And Wall Street, it's weaker this morning, although it has trimmed its losses. Started positive, turned into the red. Investors are looking at earnings reports, especially from some of the big tech companies over the next few days, and also the first Federal Reserve meeting of the year. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down about a third of a percent. It's about 120 points. The broader S&P 500 is just marginally negative. And indeed, in the past few minutes, the technology index, the NASDAQ, has gained again. It did touch a record high at the open, and it's now about a quarter of a percent higher. Our own top 50 index closed up 66 points yesterday, about half a percent, at 13,399. Some of the freight and utilities companies showing good gains there. Australian markets, we should note, are closed today because it's the Australia Day public holiday. On the currency market, New Zealand dollar, 71.8 US cents, 93.4 Australian, 52.6 British pence, 0.592 euro, 74.6 Japanese yen, and 4.66 yuan. Brent crude oil is steady at $55.50 US a barrel, and gold is a couple of dollars higher, $1,855 US dollars an ounce. And just quickly, in reply to one listener's question, can you still get foreign exchange cash from the banks? ANZ, no, but Westpac and BNZ say yes. It seems it's going the same way as hard cash in New Zealand and cheques. Back around half past eight.